If you want your dream to be, build it slow and surely. Small beginning, greater end, heartfelt work grows purely. If you want to live life free, take your time, go slowly. Do few things, but do them well. Simple joys are holy. Day by day, stone by stone, build your secret slowly. Day by day, you'll grow too, you'll know heaven's glory.
Welcome, and thank you for your fiat. This is David Russell with a special episode of Your Faith Anew. For many weeks, the Divine Will Prayer Group has been meeting at Corpus Christi Chapel in Celebration, Florida. We thank our pastor, Father Richard Trout, for making this holy space available to us to pray and study the gift of living in the divine will by servant of God, Louisa Picaretta, in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament is an honor and blessing. Since our meeting time is conflicting with Ash Wednesday's evening Mass, it was decided to offer an abbreviated prayer group meeting through the Your Faith Anew podcast. You can choose to just listen or go to the show notes of this episode for our meeting materials. You can pause the episode now to locate the documents. We now begin in the will and name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our agenda for this meeting is to first mention briefly the mission of the Divine Will Prayer Group. Then we'll pray an invocation of the Holy Spirit, an invocation of the divine will. And then out of the Book of Heaven, the excerpt comes from March 2nd, 1907. Our mission is to increase our knowledge of the Catholic faith, work hard to remain in a state of grace, bring others to know the joy of the gospel, save souls, glorify God, and become saints. Invocation of the Holy Spirit. In the will and name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Lord, by the light of the Holy Spirit, you have taught the hearts of your faithful. In the same Spirit, help us to relish what is right and always rejoice in your consolation. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Louisa's Invocation of the Divine Will. I am nothing. God is all. Father, I love you. Come, Divine Will, to think in my mind, to circulate in my blood, to look with my eyes, to listen in my ears, to speak in my voice, to breathe in my breathing, to beat in my heart, to move in my motion. Come, Divine Will, to suffer in my suffering. And may my soul, consumed and fused with your will, be a living crucifix immolated for the glory of the Father. Come, Divine Will, to pray in me and offer this prayer to yourself as mine, to satisfy for the prayers of all, and give to the Father the glory that all creatures should give him. Come, Divine Will, to infuse in me the faith of Mary most holy, in order to possess you as she possesses you. Come, Divine Will, to infuse in me the hope of Mary Most Holy, in order to desire you as she desires you. Come, divine will, to infuse in me the charity of Mary Most Holy, in order to love you as she loves you. Come, divine will, to adore in me. And since your will multiplies acts to the infinite, thus I intend to give you the satisfaction as if all had assisted at Holy Mass, and give to all the fruit of the sacrifice, and impetrate salvation for all. O Supreme Will, come to reign upon the earth, invest all generations, win and conquer all, and do not delay any longer. Amen. We now go on to this week's excerpt that comes from the March calendar book. The title is, There is Nothing That Equals Suffering Willingly. Continuing in my usual state, and having learned that almost the entire town was with the influenza, and that in other places people were dying, I was praying our Lord that he would be so benign as to spare so many victims, and that he would make me suffer to spare them, since nowadays I suffer little or nothing, for he has taken this also away from me. While I was saying this, he told me in my interior, quote, My daughter, it was said about me that it was necessary that one would die to save the whole people. It was a truth, but at that time it was not understood. In the same way, in all times it is necessary that there be one who suffers to spare the others, and this one, in order to be accepted, must offer himself voluntarily, and only for love of God and of his neighbor, to suffer himself in order to spare all others. And the suffering of this one cannot be equaled by the suffering of all the others put together. There is no value that matches it. Do you think that the void of your suffering is nothing? Yet, it is not a complete void. And if I suspend you completely, where will the peoples end up? Woe, woe. Things do not end here. Just a couple comments that she mentions influenza. And, of course, we know a thing or two about pandemics lately. And that she, in her suffering, was able to help relieve some of the suffering of the people. Just like Jesus gave his life up as a ransom for all. And as Jesus said, it was a truth. And many times Jesus will come to her in her interior. And that's also a great place for us to look for Jesus in our interior, because he speaks to us there. And the suffering of this one cannot be equaled by the suffering of all the others put together. There is no value that matches it. And that is when we willingly lay down our lives for another in suffering, and to do so cheerfully. It is a very high bar and something that we can think about during this Lenten season. And anything that we might give up or do, fasting, abstinence, we can do so in the divine will for all souls. Concluding prayer. Prayer to the Holy Trinity for the glorification of the servant of God, Louisa Picaretta. O August and most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we praise and thank you for the gift of holiness of your faithful servant, Louisa Picaretta. She lived, O Father, in your divine will, becoming under the action of the Holy Spirit in conformity with your Son, obedient even to death on the cross, victim and host, pleasing to you, thus cooperating in the work of redemption of mankind. Her virtues of obedience, humility, supreme love for Christ and the Church lead us to ask you for the gift of her glorification on earth, so that your glory may shine before all and your kingdom of truth, justice, and love may spread all over the world in the particular charisma of Fiat Volentis Tuat Sicut in Caelo et in Terra. We appeal to her merits to obtain from you, Most Holy Trinity, the particular grace for which we pray to you with the intention to fulfill your divine will. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Queen of all saints, pray for us. And we conclude this meeting in the will and name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.